School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. Stepping Out by Vanessa Carmona, directed by Sarah M. Chichester, live from Radio Coat, 24-hour newsroom, July 20th, 2013.
Ooh, look, I got 10% off of a one-on-one session with Victor.
Girl, show me!
Do you have Foursquare?
Mm-hmm.
Check-in. 3 check-ins will get you $5 off of one of the group sessions or a mini pedicure kit.
I love me some freebies.
Where do I get that? Is that on the Facebook?
Girl, I best get in these heels on before the class starts.
Hello? Hi, excuse me, ladies. Can you tell me if this is the Stepping Out studio?
The one and only.
Excellent. This is the How to Walk in New York City in High Heels class?
It sure is.
Has it already started?
Just in time.
Perfect. So what's it like, the class?
I'm a stiletto virgin. This is my first time here.
Same. And I was so nervous. It's nice we're all starting on the same skill level. And the instructor?
Victor, he's standing in the corner over there.
Hello. Excuse me, are you Victor?
That's me. Are you here for walking in heels?
In New York City, yes. I'm Marnie.
How did you come across my studio, Marnie?
You came highly recommended by my daughter-in-law.
Oh, really? Who is your daughter-in-law?
Wendy. Wendy Myers.
Ah, yes, Wendy. She had just finished reading 50 Shades of Grey and wanted to incorporate the heels into a little role-playing.
She told me she needed help with her balance.
Ah, well, you know, tomato, tomato. Look, Marnie, I'm going to be frank with you. I'm not sure I can help you.
Oh, dear, why not? I drove in all the way from Westchester.
It's your ankles. Look at them. I know your generation. You've probably been wearing heels for, what, 80 years?
Yes. My sister bought me for my first pair at 15.
You see, that's just it. Those ankles need to be retired. This class is for New Yorkers in peak physical condition. I'm afraid I can't help you.
Wendy did try to tell me that you might say something like that. I'm sorry to hear that. An old gal can dream.
Get out! All right, ladies, gather around. Let's get started. Line up here in front of the mirror. Are we excited? First things first. Step up and pay up, ladies. I need my money.
It's 50, right?
50, indivwe. Cash, credit, charge.
Mine's in cash, baby.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
I'm paying cash as well.
Excellent, thank you.
Is Visa all right?
Not a problem. It went through. All right, ladies. Ready? Hello and welcome. I'm Victor. I'm the owner of Stepping Out and your instructor. I've been featured in everywhere from the New York Post to the Daily Mail. And that's a UK newspaper, honey. I've been called everything from the Stiletto Whisperer to Dr. Heelgood. And Miss J ain't got nothing on me. Now, how does everyone want to take a guess at the percentage of women who are unable to walk in heels?
20%.
No.
40.
Nope. 95% of women are unable to walk in heels properly.
I suppose there is no arguing with that statistic.
I'm not going to sugarcoat this for you. This won't be easy. There will be blood, there will be tears, there will be blisters and swollen ankles. I will break you. But you will leave here as a sexy, modern, New York woman who can navigate any neighborhood in NYC in your designer heels.
Yeah!
You preaching!
Be nice to your fellow classmates. These are your new sisters. You ladies are going to see a side of each other that not even your best friend or your spouse have seen. Let's go around and introduce ourselves. Briefly state your name and your goals for this class. Let's start with you there in the Blonix.
Hi, I'm Grace Hampton. I work downtown as an investment banker. I usually wear loafers, but during a recent Sex and the City marathon, I became inspired. I think a pair of Carrie Bradshaw's favorites, the Manilows, will have the men in the office take me seriously. The stilettos don't come with instructions. I need help.
That is so true. If you want to get the part, you have to look the part. Personally, I would faint at the sight of a female executive walking around in ballet flats, hideous. Next.
Hey, ladies. I'm Cece. I'm a dancer. I also need a little help being graceful in my spiked heels. My job depends on it. One of our new dancers, Lanisha, just stepped out with a new pair of tits. This is all I've got. I need to keep my big solo number.
Hi, I'm Cheryl. I'm a cocktail waitress at Foxwoods Casino. High heels are a mandatory part of my dress code. I too fear that my job is in jeopardy. My feet swell up in the heels. I cry and want to call out of work every time they ask me to stay and work overtime shifts.
Welcome! Wonderful to meet you all. These are very attainable goals. I assure you, you are in the best hands. My success rate is unbeatable. My clients range from CEOs who need help with their confident stride to actresses from LA who need help getting their heels acquired to the city sidewalks. Last year, I even taught a woman to walk in heels despite the fact that she had never owned a pair of heels in her life.
Seriously?
True story. My toughest case yet. Her name was Tina. A lesbian from Greenpoint who wanted to surprise her bride-to-be on the dance floor.
What happened?
By the end of her third session, she was strutting around like she came out of the womb in those Fendi slingbacks.
Wow.
Ladies, listen. You may not notice, probably because you are in pain from the heels, how other women and men laugh at you. While you are hopping around after 2 or 3 hours in your heels and praying for a chance to sit down and have a rest, they laugh at you. Why? They know that your $400 pair of heels have got the best of you. But no pain, no gain, right? Have no fear, Dr. Heelgood is here. So, ladies, shall we? All right, I'd like to start up our sessions with a warm-up.
Due to continued high temperatures and heat indices, New York City cooling centers will remain open through Sunday, July 21st.
Work it. Own it. Let's start with a gentle pace. Kick it, ladies. To the beat, there you go. Work it, engage the abs.
Whoa ho!
Shoulders back, Grace. You are light, weightless, confident women. You are my fabulous diva butterflies of Manhattan.
I thought this was just a warm-up.
Watch out there, Cece. Don't jump ahead. Relax those knees.
You watch and learn, honey.
This is not Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. Save your energy, girlfriend.
Show off.
You hanging in there, Cheryl? You're frowning.
I'm loving this.
Heel toe, heel toe. The stilettos are here to stay.
Ow, my Achilles!
Hang on there, baby girl. What's the damage? Talk to me, Grace.
I'm fine. Really, I am. But my ass will be sore in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Come on, up, 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 Grace.
Yes.
Don't tell me that you already need a break.
No, sir.
Good. Now, I want to introduce you to my baby, my pride and joy, my legacy. See this here?
This is an 80-foot obstacle course, simulating even the roughest and toughest Manhattan neighborhoods.
Wow, it's beautiful.
You will start your way walking on Fifth Avenue, weave in and out of the other shoppers, and make your way onto the subway. Up the stairs, down the stairs. Watch out for the rats and gum. Next up is the Soho cobblestones. It's not as hard as it looks. This part is all about rhythm. Then, your toughest and final challenge. You must make your way through the sidewalk grates in Times Square. You must maneuver your way around tourists and stinky Elmos. One false step and your heel will get caught. That's all it takes to ruin an expensive pair of heels. Boom! All wrapped up into an 80-foot package. Honey, please! I've seen bigger packages backstage in my dressing room! Not like this, you haven't. This is not your ordinary obstacle course. It's not just dips and dives and dodges. This here includes sights and sounds and smells of the actual neighborhoods. But if you've been living in the city longer than 16 months, you've already seen it all.
But in heels?
Don't be alarmed, Cheryl. Just remember, you run the race. You run the street. The street doesn't run you. Say it.
I run the street. The street doesn't run me.
That's the spirit. Now, which one of you ladies volunteers to go first?
Oh, I'll go.
Oh, don't get cocky on me, Grace. If you think you can go with from loafers to this season's patent leather Vince Camuto platforms overnight, you've got a whole nother thing coming, honey. Let's see it. Ready, set, go. Remember, heel toe, heel toe.
I'm doing it. I'm really doing it.
Almost done with the subway stairs. Pace yourself. The Soho cobblestones are coming up. Slow your roll, girl. You're going to trip. Cece, you're up.
Yes, sir.
I'm not letting you off easy. I know you've been running around the block in 5-inch heels many a time. So, you get to wear this, a little extra weight. Here, strap it on.
What the hell is that?
Today, you're going to be Kim Kardashian in third trimester. You're running late. You're running late for a dinner date with Kanye at the Palm. If you don't finish the obstacle course in less than 55 seconds, Kanye gives you the Chris Brown greeting.
Oh, what is that?
You don't want to know.
It's heavy, right?
I'm feeling very Kim.
Perfect. Ready, set, go.
Is this all you got?
Don't get cocky on me too, Cece. I'm not going to turn the Vin fan on. You'll be too busy keeping your skirt down to use those hands for balance.
Watch out, Cece! The rat!
Ah! I can't breathe. It smells like fish and piss.
She's not gonna make it! She's gonna throw up!
Shoulders back! Shoulders back! Don't slack off. All right, halfway there. Keep it up. I'm sending Cheryl in right behind you.
Ready!
Now, Cheryl, you're wearing a pencil skirt. I specifically said no pencil skirts until session 3.
I can handle it.
It's never been done before. You're just asking for an ankle sprain. Prove me wrong and your time starts now. Oh, past Fifth Avenue. Good, good. Now onto the subway. Stairs, hurry up. You need to get the express train. Those strides need to be longer. Oh, now you're onto the grates. Watch out for the tourists.
Oh, shit!
Baby girl, you okay?
No, I think I sprained it.
Here, let me help you up.
No, you stay back. This was a horrible idea. I don't know how I'm gonna work tomorrow.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves now. A little ice should help.
Oh, Christ! I can't feel it. I can't feel my toes. The whole foot, it's completely numb.
It's a sprain. I see them every day.
Of course you do. You can't teach. You have no idea what you're doing.
Word.
What the hell do you know about wearing heels for 12 hours a day in a pencil skirt or about walking around 8 months into a pregnancy? Preach.
That's not pain. That's pain talking. Let's not get hormonal.
What the hell would you know about how it feels to be a woman? You stand there in your sneakers. Have you ever put on a skirt?
No.
And heels?
Well, not exactly.
Not exactly?
No.
Then let me ask you, who the hell do you think you are? Nobody, that's who. I don't need you. I have everything I've got, a good job, a family, a roof over my head. I won't let anyone fire me because I want to wear flats to work every now and then.
And you know what? To hell with that promotion, to hell with Lanisha. I will just keep performing my solo number the way that I always have, in my sparkle cowboy boots.
I don't need Manilow's to make me happy. I don't need you. You opened up the Stepping Out Studio for what reason? To empower women, give them confidence? Well, I do feel a bit more confident in myself. I don't need these high heels, and I don't need you. I'm stepping out on you, Victor. Class, commence throwing. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ha!
Oof! Oof! Oh!
This has been Stepping Out by Vanessa Carmona, directed by Sarah M. Chichester, presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured David McCullough as Victor and Cece, and Carrie Morris as Marnie, Grace, and Cheryl. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at cooptheatereast.org.